During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Dick Harpudlin had some very strong words for Attorney General Alan Wilson about the death penalty announcement or statement, depending on how you're looking at it. He called it political and raised the issue of vindictive prosecution. We're focusing on those comments and what they actually mean. And what was said was that all options are on the table, including the death penalty. Didn't say I'm pursuing the death penalty. He said all options are on the table. Two different things, but if you just kind of read it in passing, it's easy to interpret as they're seeking the death penalty. No, they're not. And I don't know that they even really truly can. But to help us understand that better, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent. I texted you right away, Bob, when I saw that come out. I said, can they even do this? At that moment, you guys said, no, we don't believe but where does it sit?
Well, and I had Allie do the, I was driving when you texted me. Allie started researching it right away, and I think she sent you like the Blackledge VPN case from 1974, which is a Supreme Court case. And there, that case established that there's this presumption of vindictiveness when a defendant successfully appeals, and I'm talking about in a criminal case, and then is hit with more severe charges or a sentence on remand. So, like, I mean, it feels vindictive, right? I mean, if they're going to turn around, like, okay, well, this time we're going to go for the death penalty, fucker, because you know what I mean? Like that, I don't know how you look at that and say, well, wow, man, that's super vindictive in terms of they're punishing the guy for winning his appeal. Look, man, I, what I said when I first heard it, and I hadn't heard Harpootlian's comments at all. I had just kind of heard that it was brought up that they were going to be seeking the death penalty. I hadn't heard the exact quote, but the first thing that I thought, I'm like, man, that's just a move. That's a move in terms of tainting the jury pool against Murdoch more than they already are.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there that this shit is so serious that this time we're going for what we should have done the first time, which was the death penalty. And like, I mean, that just sets people's minds in a certain kind of way. When you hear it's a death penalty case, you're like, oh shit, that's severe. You know what I mean? Like that, like that's the ultimate, that's obviously the ultimate sentence for the state in terms of being able to put somebody to death. So like in the mind of the citizen, that's like, wow, that's as serious as it gets. You know, so this
and they must have more this time than they had last.
Exactly.
But do they? And that's what Poot was saying the other day. Like, what does he know now that he didn't know 5 years ago? Because they haven't presented any. It's not like they said, and we're seeking the death penalty because here's we have the guns. And is there a picture of him? I mean, there's like there's nothing of that sort.
Nothing.
I mean, if there was, I mean, is there a world where if they were, and it's all theoretical, I'm not saying they have this, but let's say they did find something or they have something that is dramatically impactful to this that they did not have during the first trial. Is there a world where there is a lever that can be pulled to put the death penalty on the table because there is new convincing evidence that is far more dramatic than anything we saw in round one?
I mean, they could make the argument.
Yeah, you
know, there's nothing prohibiting the state from making the argument whether or not the judge, and it's not going to be Newman. He's retired at this point, so it's going to be a new judge, and you know ultimately it's going to be the judge's call. That will be obviously a very very hard fought issue if in fact they decide to go that route. I don't think that they will. I don't think that they will. I think that ultimately, you know, and frankly, the reality is that the death penalty, which I think that people just don't understand the concept, because when they think about somebody being housed, you know, for the rest of their life, whatever that may be for Murdoch, I don't know his exact age, but, you know, probably 30, 40 years, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like it is less expensive to house somebody than it is to get the death penalty granted by the jury where they're saying, yeah, you know, we want him to die, because the appellate fight in a death penalty case is so expensive. It's more expensive to kill somebody than it is to house them for their entire life. It just is. I mean, don't believe me on it. Google it.
It is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is. You know, so I mean, for their purposes, you know, I just don't see the benefit for them. And you know, I have my personal view. Like there's nothing worse than sitting in a box. I don't give a shit if they get to watch TV. Being in a box, and I'm talking about a box,
right,
the rest of your life, and knowing there is absolutely no hope of you ever getting out of that box is the worst punishment known to mankind. To me,
that the last day of my life is going to look like this day in my life.
Right.
That's it.
In perpetuity.
Unless you get a new boyfriend. I mean, that's about it.
I mean, I don't know about y'all. If I committed some heinous crime, I'd rather be put to death than spend the rest of my life in a box.
Yeah.
Because I lived 56 years of my life doing all the things that I do, spending time with my family, spending time with my wife, traveling, putting my feet in the ocean, taking a shower by myself, shitting by my, all the little things that we just completely take for granted that are a part of our life and make up the fabric of our life are stripped from you.
Like those guys, like those guys sitting in isolation in Supermax, like Robert Hansen, the spy and everything, they were destroyed there. The torture of just that isolation. I mean, we saw it with Delphi. I mean, just look at poor Richard Allen, what he went through for, you know, his, the 13 months
13
or something?
13
like
months. Yeah.
13
yeah.
months. And can you imagine a lifetime like that? And I just did look up, because I know a lot of people have been putting in the chat, Becky Hill, for her time that she sat on that, her position was roughly just around 3 years. They have 95 to 98% in their county goes to plea, Bob, as you typically say. And so if there's any, they don't have exact numbers. I kept digging. They're not published, but it's single digit handful of potential cases that actually went to full trial that she would have been part of. So at least after this, there's low impact on what she had on the court system down there, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Becky Hill, you know, if you're a taxpayer in that county, you've got to just be furious. It's like a real cost. This isn't like some kind of.
You're going to see a property taxes bump right now, too.
If I was at the Piggly Wiggly next to Becky Hill, I wouldn't put my card away. It'd be a windy day, and I'd be aiming it right at her. Like, here you go, Becky. This one's coming for you.
I mean, for real, though. It's like if you're in that county, you're pissed off, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a world where were accepting this as a death penalty case or encouraging it to be a death penalty case could benefit the Murdaugh camp in terms of everything that needs to be death penalty qualified. Your jury selection is going to be different. What's going to be admitted is going to be different. There's going to be a higher bar for all that because it would be a death penalty case. Less likely that you're going to get like extra little pieces in there that may convict on emotion alone. That could certainly benefit Murdaugh, where they're really very much not wanting those little extra pieces of emotion to get in there. Yeah. Because if you're just strictly basing this on the evidence itself, you know, it's a circumstantial case. And not to say circumstantial is not strong as shit. It really can be, without a doubt. But, you know, when that's you're playing your odds here, would it possibly benefit the Murdaugh team to have this be a death penalty qualified case?
Absolutely. And yeah. and the defense has the benefit of having tried the case.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, that's that thing that always fascinates me about a remand, or if there's a mistrial and they come a second time.
Yeah.
You know, like what tweaks are they going to make? And I'm talking about both sides in terms of presenting that case. And that thing that you're talking about, T, is absolutely a thing in terms of the weight of the death penalty in terms of how it impacts jurors is dealt with a like an absolute fine-tooth comb during voir dire when you're picking a jury.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to get into that juror's mind. Yeah. Like, does this change kind of the logistics for you in terms of like how solidly we have to meet that burden of beyond a reasonable doubt? Does it have to be like the high end of beyond a reasonable doubt, or can it be like kind of in the middle when you have the death penalty hanging over their heads? Because anybody that's served on a jury is going to tell you, if you're able to sit them down and really kind of get in depth with what that experience was like for them when they're dealing with somebody's liberty, and take out the death penalty, just you're dealing with somebody's freedom. Mm-hmm. They feel the weight of that. They understand exactly what they're doing while they're sitting in that jury box and what that civic duty actually means. It's not lost on them, on any of them. They all understand it, and they don't take it lightly. They really don't. It's like you can think whatever you want when you get that, you know, that notice for jury duty. And you're like, fuck, I got to get out of this thing. But like when you get in the box and you become a juror, everything changes because the weight of it all hits you and you can feel the seriousness of it. You know, fundamentally is a human being, and you understand that, man, like what I say here, I'm literally sitting in judgment of somebody else in a way that's going to change their life forever. And you know, so they don't take that lightly. And then when you add in that factor of the death penalty and you look at what we saw in terms of evidence, like you were saying, T, with a strictly circumstantial case, you know, like you could see the defense rooting for it because I think it could psychologically play in their favor.
And if you're Alec Murdaugh, what do you have to lose? I mean, exactly. if your only goal here is to get that, to have it expunged, there's two options for Alec Murdaugh, it feels like. One right now, if he wants to have his legacy not be murdering his wife and kids, he should die right now. I mean, and you know, honestly, no more trial. He would die a man that was not convicted. And in no way am I saying that I want him to hurt himself. That's not what I'm saying. But it's true. If he were to die right now, he dies a financial thief, and that's it.
That's it.
If this goes to trial, and he's playing the odds, yeah, go ahead, try me but the death penalty on the table. That works in his favor.
It does. I just looked up the stats for y'all. So total death sentences imposed since 77 to now in South Carolina, 258. Executions carried out, 50. Execution rate out of the convictions is at 19.4. Get this one. Reversal rate since found that about 60% in South Carolina death sentences have been reversed or overturned.
Yep.
So yeah, I would go for putting him away in that little box the rest of his life.
And that's what I'm talking about, Robin. The amount of money spent by the
fighting. Can you imagine? How many people did it take to reverse that 60%? which is all those salaries, which is all that time, which is all that courts. Yeah, that's a waste of money, man.
Alec already tried to exit stage right once in a car with with Cousin Eddie. Honest to God, I don't know Alec Murdaugh from Adam other than what we've always, but we've watched here. But right now, he's not a convicted murderer anymore. Exactly. Should there be any concern on the part that Alec Murdaugh may try to take another leap off the stage before a trial comes?
Leaving a room in a room with a box of pills?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of being serious.
That is dead fucking spot on, man.
Yeah.
It's like the one thing, and like, I don't know the dude from a hole in the ground either, other than what we've seen and what we read. But the one thing that he was just adamant about.
Yeah.
Was it I didn't kill my wife and my son.
If he wants an out in his legacy not to have that, he could pull that lever himself any day with a bedsheet.
No doubt. And I think that's – but will his ego allow for him to do that? He still may feel, I want to prove it. Even though
he's also a coward.
He doesn't have to prove shit.
Yeah.
In Murdoch's mind, he wants to prove it. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody's still going to think that he did it, whether or not the technical remand and reversal and, the conviction's been wiped away. In his mind, he's thinking, look, Buster's out there. I can't have this stink on me. We've got to go in and we've got to win this thing. I want to be able to prove, even though we don't have the burden, that I did not do this.
Yeah.
I'll take the hit on the shitty things that I did, but I'm not taking the hit on this because it's destroying a legacy that not Alec Murdaugh built, his family built. And that kind of like they were a legendary family. They just were. And he flushed it all down the toilet in one fell swoop. What I mean? And like, I think that weighs heavily on him. And, look, we've had discussions about this case, T, over the years. I was never convinced that I've always been that guy and I don't give a shit how people feel about what I think about things.
Yeah.
You're allowed to disagree. You could think I'm an idiot, whatever. I always felt that ultimately he didn't pull the trigger. I always felt that he hired a couple of knucklehead meth head guys that he was dealing his shit to when he was slinging his drugs.
What I was saying yesterday on the show is part of my conjecture theories on this, what Mike had uncovered is some really angry pill popping dealers that didn't get paid because he's so in debt.
How would they have never have come to light yet by now if they're out there?
They're dead too.
Or are they dead? Are they dead too? And was it just looked at as, well, those meth addicts overdosed?
Either way, I think Alex's thumb is right in the center of the wheel of this hook.
I agree. Yeah, somewhere.
That's my theory. My theory is that Alex is still 100% culpable, but that instead of him pulling the trigger, he paid money, which he's still just as guilty when you hire somebody to kill somebody as they pulled the trigger. So everybody was like, calm down, man. I'm still saying that he's responsible for it, but he could not bring himself to doing
there
it.
We're saying is there might be more. So let's look harder.
And my thing is if at the end of the day, he's like, you're using my guns because I'm not letting you two fuckwads or however many dudes it would have been running around with the guns. I'm going to take them. I'm going to get rid of them on my mother's property. I'll handle the guns. You're going to do the deed. You're going to drop the guns. I'll handle it from there. And then you two flakes are just going to disappear. Now, if you're asking why haven't these guys come up? Well, these guys certainly aren't going to rat themselves out.
Even if they are alive.
And Murdoch's never going to admit it because he's just as guilty under that theory. I know.
It's just the odds of idiots like that not somehow leaking it in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
That's the thing. But I guess my next thing would be if I were to look down that road a little bit, I'd be looking at people who've died of ODs in the area and anyone that was connected to Alec Murdaugh in any or not, because they probably wouldn't even be visibly connected. I don't know. I'd be curious if whoever did do this is dead, too.
That's not an impossible path to follow. You look at it because, again, remember, he was dealing.
Yeah.
Like he was dealing. That was his side hustle. He was dealing
$50,000 a week, man.
Jesus. That too.
All that drugs. Like he was procuring and selling, and he had guys that were corner boys out there. you know, if you're thinking in terms of like guys out on the street running your shit,
he was Walter Whiting their shit. Maybe. I mean, that's really what, I mean, that's a big question. There's so many things that are going to be different in this new trial. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.